In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt once again, filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman at Brookside Baptist Church Word for Life broadcast. And I'm just thrilled to death to have one more opportunity to meet with you this morning. Say, let me ask you a question. How are you doing this morning? Some of you may be a little groggy yet, just waking up. Others maybe have been up a little while. Well, you know, one of the best things we can do waking up in the morning outside of listening to this broadcast is, of course, spending some time with the Lord. Have you spent some time with the Lord this morning? I'll tell you what, when you got up, did you think about Jesus? Did you think about your salvation? Did you think about what the Lord means to you today? You say, listen, I've never gotten up and thought that, and quite frankly, this is the first time I've heard this broadcast. Well, let me tell you, we're broadcasting from good old Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and I'll tell you what, we just get up every morning, most of us, as God's people, as Christians, and we just rejoice that we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our personal Savior, and it's just a joy to be able to serve Him. And one of the first things we do in the morning when we're attempting, as we've been talking about, to grasp godliness or to serve the Lord is to spend a little time with the Lord in the morning, open up our Bibles, have a prayer time with the Lord, and just start our day out right. Well, this morning I want to help you start your day out right once again for most of you that are hearing this broadcast fairly early in the morning. And we've been discussing the topic of grasping godliness. Well, this morning, which is going to be the last time we'll discuss this particular topic for now, I want to take us to a very, very practical place and really take some time and delve into some of those things that many of us will struggle with today. You know, let's be honest. We have what I call Sunday school answers to life. When we're in the right environment, we're with the right people, and maybe at work, maybe at school, maybe even at home sometimes, and somebody will say, how are you doing? And we'll give, quite frankly, a coy answer, just something to try and, frankly, make them stop asking questions. And we'll say something like, well, life is good, I'm doing great, or I'm okay, or life is wonderful, or, you know, I'm fine. But you know what? Let's be honest. Sometimes we're not fine. And let me suggest this morning that one of the reasons many days when we wake up and we start our day, and some of you actually may be dreading walking out the door this morning, or some of you may be dreading seeing your spouse this morning, or maybe you're a young person and you're scared of your parents this morning, or maybe the parents are scared of you, quite frankly, on some occasions. How do we deal with that? How do we overcome these constant issues and problems that can come even in the way to Christians? I'm talking about people that know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. I'm talking about people that go to church every Sunday. I'm talking about people that even for the most part sometimes read their Bible and pray, and they still struggle and have problems. Well, let's take a look at a passage this morning that we've spent some time on over the last three broadcasts, and let's just take a slow look at it and go to some of those issues that cause problems in our life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, there's eight character qualities that God states we each as Christians should have. And again, I'm talking specifically to Christians this morning. Those that know for sure if you died, you go to heaven. Those who realize they're sinners, that they are deserving of eternal punishment in hell. But at one point in your life, you realize that Jesus Christ went to the cross, that He died on the cross for your sins, that He paid the sin debt for you. And one time in your life, you realized what Jesus did for you. And probably either in a prayer or in a thought process, you said, listen, I'm repenting of my sin. I'm giving myself to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm accepting Him as my personal Savior. And you know what? For a time, you began to grow with the Lord. Or maybe you began to grow slowly. Or maybe you've just recently received Christ and you're having a struggle trying to find that happiness and that joy and the rejoicing that you can have in Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at this passage this morning. Again, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith, or your faith in Jesus Christ, virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, self-control to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, let's stop there for a minute. What does God point out here, Christian, that he's looking for us to have? He's giving us literally the secrets of how to have, quite frankly, a happy life, of how you can get through today and overcome many of those obstacles and those problems that maybe you've been fighting with for some time. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. Love. Godliness. Self-control. Knowledge of God. Listen, if you're struggling this morning, you know what a lot of times that struggle comes from? Can we be honest with each other this morning? It comes from we expect something from someone else and we didn't get it. In other words, I believe I am entitled to this, but that person or this situation or these circumstances are violating what I believe I should have. And the Lord says, listen, give up. Give that up. Give that up because that will destroy you. It will destroy your relationships. It will hurt your relationship with the Lord. He says, listen, if you have these eight character qualities, if these things are yours, verse 8, and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to the next verse. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, young people, are you remembering, Christian, that you've been cleansed from your sins? And you know what? Not only have we been cleansed from our sins, but if you look at who you're dealing with, who may be causing you some trouble this morning, or maybe your environment, or maybe your circumstances, or maybe your work, or your school, or maybe it's even your neighbors, or someone you have to deal with every day that's just not going well. How do you overcome those tough things? And the Lord simply says, when you're walking in the Spirit, when you're filled with the Spirit, in other words, instead of being centered or grasping for recreation or grasping for what I deserve or grasping for personal self-fulfillment, and we begin to focus ourselves on the Lord and the traits that he expects us to have, we can be transformed. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, don't be controlled with anything but the Holy Spirit. May I ask you once again this morning, how much time did you spend with the Lord today? How about yesterday? The day before, the week before, the month before. You know, Christian radio is wonderful. I love Christian radio. I love listening to these broadcasts. I love listening to Christian music. I love listening to Christian TV and radio. But you know what? If that's all I do, if I just go to church, if I just listen to Christian things, and I personally don't spend time in my Bible and praying and seeking the Lord, I'm going to fall. I'm going to fail in my walk with God. You know the benefits of the fruit of the Spirit? You say, well, wait a minute. How do I get the fruit of the Spirit? What is the fruit of the Spirit? Well, I'm glad you asked. Galatians chapter 5 states that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Listen, what is that telling us? It's telling us that if we're seeking the fruit of the Spirit, in other words, if we're forsaking a lot of the things that we love to spend time on and we love to recreate with, and instead focus first thing in the morning and get our mind set on Jesus Christ, focus on Him, let Him be the focus of our day, let me tell you what, you'll have a fantastic day. What are the benefits of serving God? You know, the best employees in the world are people that understand the Bible. The best employees in the world are Christians who literally understand that serving God is foremost. And that when you go to work, God asks you to serve there. You know who the best employees are? Those individuals that are Christians. They should be. They should be the example of godliness and leadership. You know, I so often, my heart just hurts and it aches when I see how many of our Christian families today are struggling. Moms and dads that, for whatever reason, the worldliness and the temptations or the flirtations that exist or the boldness from other individuals so tempts so many of our Christian families today. How do you overcome that? How do you do that? Well, you know what? Let me make a couple of suggestions. One is, and of course, the simple answer for this morning is, and quite frankly, a good answer, is to get back in the book. Start reading the Bible. Get right with the Lord. But you know what? Churches like Brookside Baptist Church exist to help folks that are struggling. That's one of the reasons we're here. Yes, we're here to win folks to Christ. And yes, we're here to teach the Scriptures. But you know what? We're also here to help those who are struggling with their lives and to help repair damaged individuals and brick upon brick, mortar, mortar, brick, brick, piece by piece, help people rebuild their lives when temptations have knocked them down or have sidetracked them. You know, I want to be a good husband, and I've got 3 grown children. I have a wonderful wife, been married 35 years. You know, I've been there. We've struggled. We've had tough times as well. And I've been a Christian since I was a teenager. And my wife's been a Christian since she was a teenager. And still, and we've been in ministry for 40 years. And still we have struggles in our life. But you know what? Every single one has been able to be overcome. And God says by self-control, by godliness, by walking with Him, by remembering where we've come from, and with gratefulness of heart, spending our time with the Lord. You know, you want to be a good husband? Spend time with the Lord. You want to be a good wife? Spend time with the Lord. If you don't want to yell and fuss, spend time with the Lord. If you want to control your temper, spend time with the Lord. If you don't want to take advantage of your partner, spend time with the Lord. You want to be a good father? You want to be a good mother? You want to have a great testimony? You want to live out an example for your children? Spend time with the Lord. Grasp after godliness. For he who lacks these things, the Bible says, is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. You want to be a productive person? Spend time with the Lord. You want to get things done? Spend time with the Lord. You want to get to work on time and not be tardy or take days off you shouldn't and say you're sick and call in and be disciplined? Spend time with the Lord. You want to serve God? Spend time with the Lord. You want to be productive at work, at home. You want to use your free time wisely and reject those recreational items you need to? Spend time with the Lord. You know, I've quoted this verse once before on the broadcast, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Listen, are you spending time with God? You need help? I encourage you with all my heart. Call Brookside Baptist Church. We'd love to help you. If you refuse to do that, then do the simplest thing, the most important thing. Would you walk with God? Spend time in your Bible, get in that book, and get yourself right with God.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.